Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about the must-have plugins for every WordPress website in 2019. First on our list, every website needs a good form plugin, and I wish we could just tell you one, but we can't. There's too many good ones out there, and it doesn't really matter which one you use, what your preference is, just you're going to want a good form plugin on your website. Forminator from our good friends at WPMU Dev has a great product. Caldera, obviously. Go ahead, Tim.
I was just going to say Forminator is 100% free, which is why I love it. It has all the features that the other leading form plugins have in their premium version, but Forminator has everything for free. So,
oh, man, maybe that's why I said that one first. Didn't even know it. So yeah. Forminator, Caldera, Gravity Forms, Ninja Forms, WP Forms, whichever one you choose to use, you're going to need a good form plugin. What's next, Tim?
Yeah, the next one on the list is a good caching plugin. Now, I say this kind of with the disclaimer. If you're using a host like WP Engine or Flywheel, some of them that have kind of the caching built in, they're WordPress-specific hosting, managed WordPress hosting companies, and they have that built in, so you might not need it. But our favorite caching plugin, Hummingbird, also by WPMU Dev, they have a free version, and then they have Hummingbird Pro, but everything that you get in the free version is it's amazing. There's some great stuff in the adds to the pro version, some uptime monitoring and stuff like that. But in terms of drastically speeding up your website, Hummingbird free in the repository is a great bet. I also recommend WP Rocket. They do not have a free version. It's fully premium, but they're worth mentioning because WP Rocket is the only caching plugin that is allowed on the premium managed WordPress hosting companies such as WP Engine and Flywheel, and they've kind of gone above and beyond to make sure that their plugin doesn't conflict with the built-in server-side caching that WP Engine and Flywheel has, and so they went the extra mile, and so they're worth mentioning there too.
Next on our list is you're going to want a good security plugin. There's several out there. WordFence, Defender, iTheme Security. Again, you're going to want to make sure that you use a good security plugin because, you know, WordPress can be vulnerable if it's not set up properly and stuff. And it's, you know, it's one of the targets for hackers and stuff because they know that, you know, a lot of products, plugins aren't maintained, and even WordPress websites aren't updated and maintained. So they really target those websites. They don't necessarily target, everybody thinks that hackers are targeting those WordPress websites because they want their credit card data or their personal data, and that's actually not what they want at all. They actually want to steal the resources. They want to get into that site so they can use up the server resources to hatch their much bigger, larger, greater diabolical plan than just stealing your credit card data. So get a good security plugin. There's several out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Another one on here, which is kind of maybe random, but it's one that I find myself installing on every website that I build, and that is Duplicate Post. Now, there's lots of different variations of it. The one I use is called Duplicate Post, and it does exactly that. It duplicates the post, and so I find it useful for being able to quickly duplicate an entire page or a post or different things like that without having to like save anything or export anything, and so it's just really handy. For example, one of my own plugins, Divi Overlays, I had a customer that said it'd be really great if you built in a way to clone or duplicate a pop-up overlay of Divi Overlays, and I told him we might build that in eventually, but what I use is the free Duplicate Post plugin that will do that plus duplicate anything else on your site really easily. And so it does the job. So, it's not a high priority for us to build that functionality in when you can get it for free in the repository.
Next on our list is some type of pixeling plugin. You know, Pixel Your Site is one that Tim and I use. It allows you to add Facebook Pixel. Does it allow you to add the analytics Google Pixel as well, Tim, or not necessarily? It's just Facebook, correct?
The Facebook is their primary, but they did recently add in, I think, I don't know if it's Google Analytics or if it's AdWords or if it's both. I know it's for sure Google Ads, but they might also have Google Analytics too.
Yeah, and these are important because you want to, you know, in the event that you want to retarget and market to your people who come and visit your website, whether it's for services that you're offering or products that you're selling, you're going to want to have some type of pixel on your website so that you can market to those product, those people at a later date and stuff. So check out Pixel Your Site.
Yeah, absolutely. This one's kind of random, but again, it's one that I find I'm installing on most, if not all sites, and that is Simple URLs. What it is, it's a simple redirect plugin, and it will track the URLs. And so, for example, if you have a very long URL that has, like, you know, tracking stuff in it, and you want to make it shorter and simpler, well, you can pop it in there and then it'll keep track of how many clicks that you use. So I use it a lot for marketing campaigns and stuff like that. Use it for affiliate links, not necessarily to hide the fact that it's an affiliate link, but just to make it look cleaner and simpler on the site.
Next on our list is Yoast SEO. You're going to want to have some type of SEO plugin on your site. SEO is very important. Having your page titles, your social shares, your metadata, all of that stuff taken care of is really important. And you don't want to be doing that manually every time you create a page. So download Yoast. Yoast is awesome. That's what we use. It's super simple and easy and necessary. So Yoast SEO.
Yeah. And the last one on the list, now, obviously, with plugins, considering there's hundreds of thousands of them out there, this isn't a list of all the good plugins, but this is just the list that we use and we put on all of our websites. And so that's why they're the must-have plugins for 2019. So the last one here is WP Smush. It's a free version. They also have a pro version that adds some extra features. But essentially what it does is it will compress your images. And the beautiful thing is you can install it on a existing site and it will go and compress all of the images that you have. And then after that, any new images that you upload, it'll automatically smush those as well. So it will make the images smaller without any visual degradation. And so it's going to look just as good, but it's going to be smaller. And then that makes your website load faster. So WP Smush is definitely a must-have plugin for every WordPress website.
Tomorrow, we've got another great topic. What kind of interview question should a non-technical person ask when they're looking to outsource something like building a website? Be sure to tune in. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.